following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, it's Golic. Is your home in need of a makeover? Now's your chance to be one of four homeowners to win Lowe's gift card totaling $100,000 for My Lowe's Home Makeover Sweepstakes. Enter today at Facebook.com/Lowe's. And if you're looking to save on cabinetry for your home, stop into Lowe's today and get 20% off all finished in-stock cabinets. Lowe's, never stop improving. Cabinet offer valid through February 26th. Sweepstakes ends 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, February 28th. No purchase necessary. Subject to official rules at Facebook.com/Lowe's.
When I'm shopping for a new car, I want the real story. Like, what do real people who own the car think of it? And I want to know what I should pay so I can get the best deal. Is that too much to ask?
We don't think so. Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com will help you find out what you should pay for a new car. Use KBB.com's advanced car valuation tools, plus get reviews from both real car owners and certified experts. At KBB.com, you get the real story. So don't shop for a new car until you've gone to KBB.com, the trusted resource.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top five in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Doug and Danny Show, good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Monday, the final Monday in February. So much to talk about on the show today. Let's let you know what's coming up right off the bat. We've got State Girls Basketball Tournament Field is set. Boys Tournament Field will be finalized over the next two nights. Tonight, Class B has a few semifinals. Class C has their district finals. We'll be talking with Steve Sponberg of Sutton in the second half of the show as they take on Ravenna. Looks like they're going to need to win to get in, which is too bad. And we saw a lot of that with the girls on Friday night. Just some way too many teams that had good seasons puked on Friday. Let's just put it that way. There's no other way to put it. Too many teams that were undefeated, one and two loss teams that should not have lost, lost. Now, what I mean should not have lost, I mean by record. You got undefeated versus a six-loss team, or you've got a five-loss team versus a one-loss team, or you've got a losing team winning basketball games to get into the state tournament. But that's why they play them. The system is still not right, and there's just no way to get it any better than it is, I don't think. But Steve Sponberg's going to join us, head coach at Sutton. Also, the head football coach at Idaho State, Mike Kramer, is going to join us on the show today. Why in the world would you come to Lincoln to take on Nebraska as an FCS opponent? And we'll find out about that from him. He's had some success in that conference, the Big Sky Conference, his second year with the Bengals after a tough 2-9 year. But, of course, it's only his first year. They're going to reason they brought him in was to try and get things turned around. And we're going to be talking about the NFL Combine, the draft coming up. We're going to go to Draft Tech. We're going to talk to Long Ball.
Long Ball covers the Cowboys. He asked us just to go by his alias because scouts still tell him things, and he can post things under Long Ball. He just asked us to use that. But he's very involved in the Combine. He's the one that produces the big board for Draft Tech. Is a website in which, when you're on Twitter, Cowboys Buzz is a deal I follow, and I went down. Reason I chose Draft Tech, one of their people had Jared Crick going to the Dallas Cowboys in the second round. Found that interesting, contacted their media relations. They gave us this guy. He's got some great stories. Grew up a Cowboy fan. He'll tell us about that.
Neighbors to Bob Lilly,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Family was neighbors to Bob Lilly. His parents both taught Bob Lilly in elementary school and high school. So it's interesting there.
So we've got all kinds of things to talk about today, plus the Daytona 500 postponed yet again. They're going to try at 6 o'clock tonight. Now, if they can pull that off, I think that's better than 11 o'clock this morning, to be honest with you. Under the lights, the crowd, you would think maybe a little bit better, but you have to feel for the folks that travel to go to the Daytona 500 because it's been postponed from a noontime start on a Sunday to a Monday night, and you probably got to get home, and you're not going to be able to see the race. But it is what it is. The NBA All-Star game played last night. There were lots of dunks. Of course, the Oscars going on. And, obviously, Daddy, Lopers, Huskers, Broncos, everything that's been going on over the weekend. But there's only one story.
Was it PDW?
It's Pete Weber winning his fifth PBA World Championship.
Went past his father, right?
Pete Weber, first five-time winner. There's just no doubt about it. He got that crowd settled down. They quit moving in his approach.
Well, he was going to move people, right?
Needed a strike on the last ball to win it, and he did. Oh, it's good stuff.
Well, then I don't really understand what he yelled afterwards. I still don't really get it. It's me.
I am.
But he was yelling other stuff before that. And then, was he mad at his wife when he went over there to kiss her? She looked at him like, I'm afraid of you right now.
Well, he is somewhat psychotic, but obviously that's the story of the weekend.
Then how'd you like to get your nose broken in an All-Star game? Ouch.
Well, Kobe, you got to watch where you put it.
Very, very true.
And why do we make silent films now? Wasn't that the whole point? A silent film wins the Academy Award for Best Picture. In 10 years, aren't they going to look back and go, what the hell were we doing?
I just never heard of about a third of those movies.
Most of these, no.
I mean, that's...
But I get that. That's fine. That's just the way it is.
By the way, they were talking about Terrence Cody weighing in at the combine like 358 pounds
a
year ago.
No.
I'm just switching up.
We don't go from Oscars to Terrence
Cody. Well, I just wanted to get off of Oscars. That's what I wanted to
because
do.
I still got that Jennifer Lopez image right here in my head. Oh. I didn't want to get off that quite
good, yet. Good image.
Yeah. Okay, you talk about fat, sweaty guys. I'll think about Jennifer Lopez. Okay,
well, everybody from Nebraska remembers the Washington guy, Ta-Amu. He ran a 5.34, went in 3.48.
Is that a wardrobe malfunction? Wow. Yeah.
3.48, ran a 5.34 at the combine this morning. Waited to see Jared Crick. He was one of the ones that stood out. That was the heaviest guy to weigh in at the combine since Terrence Cody. But there's a lot of side notes coming out. We'll try and update you as soon as we get a 40 time for Jared Crick.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Well, people are interested in that. Whether you are or not, I'm sorry.
No, are you interested, folks? And that's our new poll question up on ESPNSuperstation.com. Where will Jared Crick go in the draft? Before the year started, he was looking at a late first-round pick. Then he got injured. He's in the second. Now people are saying he might be lucky if he's a third-round pick, which just tells you that the man sacrificed a whole lot to come back to Nebraska for his senior season and cost himself millions of dollars on his first contract. Now, if he proves to be what everybody thinks he can be, he will earn that over time, but he will not be given it right away. Because let's face it, being picked 20th overall in the draft and being picked in the third round somewhere around 80th is a big difference.
Yeah, Levante David, by the way, bench pressed 225 pounds 19 times.
Again, we talked about this. I don't care. Can you play football? How many times do you have to bench press somebody? And I'm not arguing with you. How many times do you got to bench press somebody in football? How many times do you touch the ball and never get touched as a running back or a quarterback so we can find out what your 40 speed is? I get some of it. Yes, this guy is quicker than that guy. But by how much? A tenth of a second? Big deal. I'm sorry. A tenth of a second makes no difference. It just doesn't. It doesn't. A fast running back is always going to outrun a lineman. Always. Always. Pure speed. They're not lining up and running to the end zone. They're on angles. They're on toughness. They're on cuts. And they're not bench pressing anybody.
I don't know, Doug, if it comes down to whether you're going to sign this guy to $26 million or pass on him, I guess it does matter.
Then watch the tape. Watch him play football.
I'm just saying, when it comes down to a tenth of a second, you want the guy that's a tenth of a second faster if all else is equal.
He's a tenth of a second faster today. Was he a tenth of a second faster tomorrow, this in week 10 of the season? He was a tenth of a... I mean, they're sending these guys...
This is your job interview, Doug.
No, it's...
Yes, it is. This is your job interview, period.
Okay. So they're so you've grown up for 22 years. So let's say these kids... Let's say Jared Crick's been playing football since he was 10. I mean, he was. I mean, some of these kids play pee wee ball, and they're a lot. Maybe they start at six when they're in California, but then you have like 3 weeks to go out to California and learn all these tests. Isn't there something wrong with that? Isn't there something wrong with that? In 3 weeks, they're telling you how to do things that you won't use at your job. I mean, that's the way I see it. Because if you did, wouldn't you be learning that in college and in high school and in the spring practices and in fall camp? They're teaching you how to run the shuttle. What? This is, I'm sorry, for me, way overblown. As much as, and maybe more so, than five-star, four-star, three-star kids coming into college. Can you play football? If you can't tell if a guy can play football, I mean, look at the draft. Give me the top 32 guys over the last 10 years. How many of them are still great or ever were? That's all I want to know. These guys are making jobs for themselves is what they're doing. Not the football players, everybody else involved. My opinion, it's just the way I view it. I think this is way overblown.
I don't know. There's a reason why 29 out of 32 head coaches are in the building. There's a reason the whole
Of course there is. What the hell else are they going to be doing this time of year?
Well, they're trying to make...
Golfing? No, they're working.
Well, they're trying to make their football team better. And this is an opportunity to go see these kids up close and personal. Get a chance to interview these kids up close and personal. It's the job interview. You know, you don't know, when I apply for a job and I don't know anything about the company, I got 3 weeks to prepare for the interview. Shall they grant me one? And I get to learn about their company.
I don't know the answer to this, but so maybe you do. How many of the head coaches actually get a one-on-one with any of these guys?
Oh, those first rounders. I bet first and second rounders. I bet they all do.
Okay. All right. Nebraska women, big win yesterday. They're going to be in the Big Ten tournament as the number six seed. If they would have won one more game, possibility that they could have been up to the two seed, and they dropped some stinkers. They beat some really good teams this year,
Northwestern
yesterday, but Northwestern, one of the teams that beat them and should not have, that's who they play in the first round at approximately 1 o'clock, 10:30 Michigan, Illinois, then Nebraska, Northwestern follow Thursday. And we'll have that for you on 1230 KHAS. And then the Nebraska man is just abysmal. And there's a big, if you didn't see the Omaha World Herald yesterday, this takes a little money. One of the big boosters, Mr. Neil Hawks, took out an ad over the entire back page of a Sunday sports section in the Omaha World Herald. And maybe a couple of our paper guys listening can give me a ballpark. But I'm guessing $4,000. And it might be more than that for that ad. It might be more than that. It might be 10. I don't know, but that's at least a $4,000 ad put on the back of the sports page of the Omaha World Herald, which to Hawks is nothing. That's like me and you pulling out $5. But so be it. Berating some of the press, it says an open letter to Tom Chattel, Lee Barfneck, Steve Sipple, and Nebraska basketball fans everywhere that are against Doc and showing why, because he's a Doc supporter. That's how he signs it, among other things. And you can check that out, and then Lee Barfneck has a rebuttal in today's World Herald, and it's also up online. But we do need to take a break here. Hopefully we get time later in the show to talk about that and get your reaction. But 62-34, it's getting worse and worse. The team has quit. They did quit. They did quit on Saturday, and that's unfortunate. There's a couple of games left, and then we can move on with Nebraska men's basketball. But coming up, the head football coach at Idaho State is going to join us in Mike Kramer, then Long Ball from Draft Tech, and Steve Sponberg from Sutton. It's all coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth.
Hey, we're Mike and Mike again for P90X, the amazing workout program that changed both our lives, making us look and feel better than at any time we could remember.
I'll never forget the first time I started P90X doing push-ups for the first time since I was a kid and how sore I was after week one. But after that first 90 days when I started the second round, it was incredible the difference of how I started out that round and how much better I felt both mentally and physically.
And check out this brand new limited time offer. For only $14.95, now you can try P90X for a full 30 days risk-free, and they're even going to pay for the shipping. Free shipping, 30-day risk-free trial. If you don't love it, they'll give you your money back. It's for a limited time, so jump on this before it's gone. Get all the details by calling or going online at 800-333-9595. That's 800-333-9595, or online at espnradio.com/Mike. That's 800-333-9595 or espnradio.com/Mike. For P90X, do it now.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
We're thawing out and thinking spring at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. As everything's warming up, so are the deals at Midway. Right now, take advantage of 0% financing for up to 72 months on a sophisticated, top safety pick, best-in-class 283-horsepower, 29-mile-per-gallon Chrysler 200. And it's truck month at Midway, so we invite you in to test our metal. Test it and then take it home with up to $8,000 off on a new Ram. The toughest part will be choosing just which one you want to put your plate on. With about 60 to pick from, it'll test your mettle, too. Why not make today the day to come see why Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is the number one volume size A dealer in the Midwest? And hey, moms and dads, need a minivan? We've got a great selection. Plus, with the Midway Advantage, you'll get that free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Plus, don't you dare miss the new Jeep Compass. It's all new, and it's in stock now at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com.
The Big East game of the week.
Les Thompson, top of the circle for three.
Good!
Yep, good! And one! And they're good to the line for one more.
Georgetown meets Notre Dame with the tournament coming up.
And Martin, left side for three.
It goes in!
Yep, good!
He slams it home!
Coverage begins at 5:45 Monday night on your exclusive home for Big East basketball.
Notre Dame, Georgetown, tonight on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This is the Big East!
Sunshine develops across the area today with some increasing cloud cover late in the day as well, with highs at 43. Winds will turn to the southeast at 10 to 15. Tonight, we'll head back to 34 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay.
Right now, it's 28.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, NFL Combine, High School Hoops, and coming up in just a second, Idaho State head football coach Mike Kramer. It's Monday, Daddy. There's nothing left in my refrigerator.
No, but they got great food and drink specials every day, but Monday night, especially for you, bull fries and fries, $5.99 every Monday night, the Chicken Coop. Plus, you're interested in the Combine, they've got it on. You want to see them bench press 225, they've got it on. You want to see them run 40, they've got it on. Check out your favorite players all day, all night long. The Chicken Coop, horse racing as well. All the big events. Tonight, Daytona will be on. Not a bad seat in the house. Plus, you can wing it boneless style as well on Monday nights. 5 to 10. Boneless wings, just 40 cents. A minimum of 10 wings. Choose from the 13 different wing flavors. Check it out. Kearney, Grand Island, the Chicken Coop.
We are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio a man that I'm sure Nebraska fans and a program they'll get to know a lot better here because that's all they do is look at football.
We'll start breaking Idaho State down next Thursday. Next Thursday for 10 days, we'll focus on Idaho State.
The backup right tackle for Idaho State. We'll find out more from Mike Kramer, who's going to enter his second year as the head football coach at his alma mater, and he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Mike, thanks for the time and good morning.
Well, fellas, first of all, Idaho State's not my alma mater. I went to the University of Idaho, but that's okay. I wish I'd gone to Idaho State because maybe I'm just kidding.
Well, they,
how you guys doing?
They obviously need your help, big fella.
I'm telling you, fellas, first of all, I need to get over my bronchitis, but so we'll be able to get this done. I'm a little wounded. I got the trainers. No, I don't. we are just excited to kind of get going. It's our second year up here in Pocatello, and we get a chance to go to one of the great venues in America. And I totally get it. Playing football in Lincoln in September, it's Mount Rushmore. It's the New World. It's Yellowstone Park. It's beyond just a college football game. And I'd always said when I retire that I'm going to be able to go around and see all these games. And now I get to go to one. Stand on the 50-yard line and be a part of it. So that's really, really cool for us.
Coach, how long before the announcement was made did you know that they were in talks with Nebraska? Or does your AD come to you and say, are you nuts? Do you sure you want to do this?
Well, we've been in negotiations for quite a while. We kept it, kept the lid on it out of respect for the Cornhuskers and what they were trying to do. And I kind of get it from Nebraska's point of view about, hey, they want to make sure that, we're good enough and we can put on a show and do some right things. And they did some background checking on us, and I think that's really appropriate. Idaho State has played at Georgia, at Oklahoma. Last year we played at Washington State. Our future schedule includes over at Washington. We want to be able to play at Alabama, at LSU, at Florida. In the last couple of years, at the end of the season, the 1AA highest-ranked team, either Georgia Southern or Appalachian State, has played at Florida and at Alabama, respectfully. So all of us at this level can never shy away from one of these games, even though it might come against one of the great story programs, of college football. And I'm just telling you, fellas, if you said, Graham, where do you want to go? I'd say, well, I want to go to Nebraska. And then after that, I want to go to Texas. And after that, I want to go to Florida. And after that, I want to go someplace else. But I want to go to Nebraska first, simply because of the pageantry, obviously the proficiency, and obviously the tradition that Cornhusker football represents.
We're talking with Mike Kramer, the head football coach, getting ready for his second season at Idaho State. They will play Nebraska September the 22nd. Question that has come up, not just in the last week since you guys have come in, but any time that Nebraska plays a non-Division I opponent here is, I'm on board here too. Yeah, you guys want to get a check. There's no doubt about it. But what's the difference between a check at Nebraska and, say, playing what I would consider a lower-tier BCS conference school, say a Kentucky, say a Kansas, somebody like that?
Say a Washington State, that's where we played last year.
Right.
For example, Washington State under Coach Paul Wolf was, they knew they were on a death march. They knew they had to have a good year. And that football team was at its probably peak performance as they played against us. And yet we threw for 430 yards. A couple years ago, when I was the head coach up at Montana State, we opened the season at Colorado and won in 2006. And then in 2005, we opened the season down in Stillwater at Oklahoma State and lost 15-10. So we are within range in all of these games, and we have an opportunity to be able to keep it close and get into the fourth quarter, and we want to win the game. And for Nebraska, we want to make sure that we put on a good enough show, that we're not some low-ranked team that doesn't have good gear or good coaching or doesn't take care of itself. I guarantee you, fellas, we'll put on a good show. Now, we might not be able to slow down Taylor and any of those guys, but we'll move the ball because we throw the ball, and we throw the ball in every single down. And the field is still big enough, and there's only 11 guys out there to stop you. There's still enough space for us to get some first downs and have some fun.
Coach, what was the biggest thing when, obviously the program was struggling for there to be a head coaching opportunity for you. When you came in, what was the biggest thing that you had to address immediately? What was wrong with the deal?
Academics. Academics. With the concept of academic progress rate, the bigger schools, schools like Nebraska and the Big Ten schools, they knew what was coming, and they were able to put into place all sorts of resources that prevented their school from having a bad APR. Lower-ranked schools didn't have the resources to be able to put in all the tutoring and the summer schools that is all totally necessary now to run a program. And this program languished with bad academic support. In turn, they lost games. And when they lost games, they took worse players in terms of academics. This past fall, fellas, while we lost 8 in a row, we also became one of the nation's leading passing teams. But our team's GPA went all the way up to a 3.05. And that's how we're going to get better, because we're going to recruit more high-caliber kids that care about the program and care about their academics at the end. And in the end, the caliber of the player inside of our team is going to enable us to play these games against Nebraska and Washington and Air Force and Washington State in a much more proficient way, and it'll make us better during the season as we get ready to play in the Big Sky Conference.
We're talking to the head coach at Idaho State, Mike Kramer, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. He has found a way to turn programs around before in the Big Sky, taking Montana State to the quarters, taking Eastern Washington to the semis, where they both lost to the eventual national champions. And we are pleased to have him here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So what type of a team at Idaho State are you expecting to have this year, now that you've been able to go through it 1 year and maybe get some things settled down?
Well, we return our quarterback, Kevin Yost, and we return every yard at receiver. Roderick Rumble led the nation in catches last year with 112. So offensively, it's not going to be such a shock to our system about being able to throw the ball every single down. Defensively, we return some guys at the back end that are okay, but we really are still in a real renovation process in the front of our defense. I mean, we're god-awful against the run, and I'm sure that when Bo and his coaching staff and Taylor, those guys look at us, they go, oh, my God, we can get 1,000 yards rushing. Well, we might play goal line in every play because they're not going to rush for 1,000 yards against us. Cause we, you know, I mean, here's Taylor, a kid that threw for almost 3,000 yards, but he ran for almost 1,000. Running back's really, really good, and we've really got our hands full. So it's going to take a total team effort to avoid, you know, a disaster. And to do that, we've got to be way more solid in the kicking game and way more solid on defense. And I think anybody that knows really what they're doing know that the culture on defense is a lot harder to get to faster than it is on offense. And it spills over into your kicking game. So we expect to be more athletic, to be much more tougher, disciplined on defense, and that will carry over in the kicking game. And hopefully we'll be able to not fracture ourselves defensively, give ourselves a shot at being able to make this game a competitive game on the 22nd of September.
Coach, when you're in the Big Sky Conference already, what was so appealing to you about Pocatello to take over that program that's been struggling?
Well, I think you guys understand my history. I was dismissed at Montana State. I went into a protracted lawsuit. And we won that lawsuit, and Idaho State knew that, you know, I'm a good person, a good coach that runs a really solid program, and they came calling. And they gave me an opportunity long before the 2010 season was over with. And that type of loyalty doesn't come all the time in coaching, where somebody approaches you long before the opening occurs. And as soon as the season was concluded, we got here, and we surveyed what we saw, and we began the renovation process. And this program has run off their tracks so many times. We've only had 13 winning seasons in 48 years in the conference, yet one of those years we won a national championship. So the potential to be good and consistently good is here. It starts with recruiting Idaho kids, farm boy kids. I'm a farm boy myself, coming from the small towns. A lot of the way Coach Devaney and Coach Osborne were able to rise Nebraska, this is the way we're going to do it. And we're going to take kids from Firth, Idaho, from Teton, Idaho, and we're going to have those guys lift weights and care about the school, go to college, get their degree, and wear their gear, wear ISU gear in every one of the small farm towns and ranch towns in Idaho. And eventually all those kids will come to us, because I think you guys are aware of the rise of Boise State, but Boise State cannot recruit a caliber of athlete that puts them in the top 10 in the nation from the state of Idaho. They're not recruiting in Idaho. That gives us access to a lot of kids, and that access is going to be the way we turn this program around.
Coach, grand scheme of things, how long till you're on top of the Big Sky? In your mind, what's the plan call for?
Next year we'll knock out some people. The year after that, we'll contend for the title.
He has done it before. He's looking to do it again. And do you guys, I guess, Mike, you probably don't have an itinerary set. Will this be a normal football game, a fly-out Friday, walk through, play Saturday, and get home? Or when you go to places, you go to Air Force to start the season, and as a school, as you mentioned, Oklahoma, Georgia, places like that. Do you use that as more than a football game, or will it strictly just be business football and that's it?
I wish Nebraska played two games in one day. I'd like to take our kids to a game. Say the Cornhuskers were playing on Friday night for some reason. Would it be great for our guys to watch a game instead of have to be in the game? No, we'll fly out late Friday afternoon because we're a dome stadium, so we practice Friday morning here. Go to classes all day, We actually will eat Friday night meal here, and then we will charter over to Omaha and then stay in the hotel and then get ready to go on Saturday. We try to leave as late as possible, and obviously because we're chartered, we boogie back right after the ball game. In the meantime, I'm telling all those guys, so we won't go into Memorial Stadium and work out on Friday. We won't be on site. And what we do is we tell our kids, hey, bring your camera, and when you go out for pregame, before you put your gear on, before you get your gear on, go out and take all the pictures you want. And because the last thing we need to worry about is whether our guys are jacked and ready to play, because they will be on fire to play the game, because it's just such a wonderful opportunity. And having done this many, many, many times as a head coach at this level, I think we have a really mature perspective on what we're trying to accomplish with our team. And we're trying to get in there and become a better team at the end of the day. And I think that's the same thing that Coach Pelini wants out of this game. I mean, whether it's going to be a win or a loss isn't nearly as important as, hey, are we a better team at the end of the day? And I can guarantee you, by having us come to Lincoln, the Cornhuskers will be better at the end of the day, because we won't beat ourselves. I mean, we'll be a solidly coached team. They'll have to play very well in order to not embarrass themselves. And so it works out very beneficially for both coaching staffs.
Coach Kramer, we appreciate the time. It was great that you let us get you on at such short notice. We're going to do it again this fall. We really appreciate the time. And enjoy the off season. Get a little relaxation in before this fall starts, would you?
Hey, fellas. Now, listen, I've been in Kearney a lot of times, and I'm a combine-driving farm boy. So in July, I'm going to harvest the wheat before we start the season. We come out there in September, if there's any corn left, heck, man, I might spend the Saturday afternoon corn harvest. So I love that part of America. I spent 1 year there in 2008 trying to run a business in the area, and I'm excited. I'm very much excited to go back to Nebraska, but obviously we're extremely excited to represent ourselves against something that's just so unbelievable. You have to see it to experience it, which is to play the Cornhuskers in Memorial Stadium. So thanks, fellas.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the chance to catch up with you. Have a great spring.
Thanks, fellas. Anytime.
Mike Kramer, head football coach at Idaho State. I don't think he and the campus and the students will realize how much coverage there will be. I mean, we're already calling an FCS school in February to find out about Idaho State. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. All of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We catch up with the Long Ball, who's going to tell us a little bit about the Cowboys and the NFL Combine right after this.
Hey, we're Mike and Mike again for P90X, the amazing workout program that changed both our lives, making us look and feel better than at any time we could remember.
I'll never forget the first time I started P90X, doing push-ups for the first time since I was a kid, and how sore I was after week one. But after that first 90 days when I started the second round, it was incredible the difference of how I started out that round and how much better I felt both mentally and physically.
And check out this brand new limited time offer. For only $14.95, now you can try P90X for a full 30 days risk-free, and they're even going to pay for the shipping. Free shipping, 30-day risk-free trial. If you don't love it, they'll give you your money back. It's for a limited time, so jump on this before it's gone. Get all the details by calling or going online at 800-333-9595. That's 800-333-9595, or online at ESPNradio.com/Mike. That's 800-333-9595 or ESPNradio.com/Mike. For P90X, do it now.
Jersey's is where they offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week, like tonight at Jersey's 45-cent wings and the NFL game. So football and wings, unlimited wings, only 45 cents each. Yep, only at Jersey's. Not to mention the free Wi-Fi, Keno, and pickle cards. That's something for everyone at Jersey's Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar, where the grill and the game are always on. Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney. ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today with some increasing cloud cover late in the day as well, with highs at 43. Winds will turn to the southeast at 10 to 15. Tonight, we'll head back to 34 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, it's 28.
Greasy cheeseburgers and cheap cigarettes. One day they'll get me.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Just so much to talk about on today's Doug and Daddy Show. They're having a ball at ESPN today. With all that's going on, this must be Terry Francona's first day to be with everybody. And, of course, now Bobby Valentine has announced that beer will be banned from the clubhouse. My ass, it will be. Yeah, I'm going to say that right now on this air. How stupid do you think we are, people? Okay, let's go to the other 31 clubhouses. What?
Well, Joe Madden from Tampa Bay says, well, no, it won't be banned in our clubhouse. We've always had it. We're always going to have it.
Let's tell responsible adults making millions of dollars what they're supposed to be doing. If they're not responsible adults, get them off your team. No smokes either. Oh, and no greasy foods. Oh, and no down tick feather pillows. And you must wear dress socks on the plane. It's, you don't have to. You know what? I'd want to play for a team that was hassle free. That's why I'd be at Midway. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Kearney's best pre-owned dealer and new car dealer, voted on by the area chamber for 2012, and they do not take that lightly. They'd like to thank everyone who has helped them get to number one. So in celebration of the award, the team at Midway has sat down and drastically reduced the price of their hassle-free pre-owned selection. They feel the best way to embrace the award is to put more happy customers in their fantastic selection of Midway certified pre-owned vehicles. Check it out today. Don't forget that Midway is the exclusive dealership of the Midway certified pre-owned warranty, 2-year 100,000-mile warranty, 2-year 100,000-mile roadside assistance, 30-day exchange privilege, free year of routine maintenance, lifetime supply of car washes. There's so much more. And check them out online as well. Think Midway.com. They are the best of Kearney, the Midway auto dealerships.
Douglas, right now we go to Draft Tech. He's our new friend. Longball joins us. Longball, how are you this morning? Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
Good morning, fellas. How are y'all doing?
Well, we're doing good. Now, I've been in some shady areas of the Dallas suburb. I mean, why are we going with the alias today, Longball?
Well, I'd tell you the complete reason, but then I'd have to kill you.
Well, we just talked to a head football coach whose team has won. Well, he's the first year up at Idaho State. They've won 5 games in 4 years. So, you know, I'm ready for anything. It's almost like the Dallas Cowboys with their success. But we've got the NFL Combine going on. We had a little argument at the top of the show. I just want your thoughts. I won't even base on what we decided here on the show between us because we were on different sides of the fence. Your thoughts on the NFL Combine and the importance it now weighs in where a kid is drafted.
Combine? I thought that's what the coach from Idaho State was going to be doing. Are you talking about the underwear Olympics?
There you go.
Well, being that I kind of specialize on the big uglies, it gives me a chance to see what their lower body looks like. I like to look at their butts and thighs to see what kind of ham hocks are on there. But, it can tell you a few things. It never takes the place of game tape. and what the actual production on the field. It can either justify some beliefs or it can say, I need to go back and look at some more film. Are you boys graduates of the Jethro Bodine School of Ciphering? Did y'all finish the sixth grade?
And we did manage that.
Okay, well then I'm gonna throw some calculations at you. Let's talk about linemen. There's some simple calculations that the scouts will use. One will be the what they call the explosion number, and they'll take the bench press reps, add in the vertical jump and the broad jump to come up with an explosion number. In other words, being able to come out of a stance, hit someone that doesn't have anything to do. The bench press might give you little facts on how you could maintain the block, but that's one calculation. Another one's lateral agility. That's very important for an offensive lineman. They'll take the 40-yard dash time, subtract the 20-yard shuttle, and come up with a figure on that. And then they'll throw in the three-cone drill. So there are some things they look at, but quite frankly, it's good, made for TV viewing. Maybe Mike Mayock a star.
It certainly did do that. Long ball, Draft Tech got its start where, and what was the premise behind the job you have?
Well, I just a poor old boy down in the ditch. No, wait. Let's not talk about my job. Let's talk about Draft Tech. What we were trying to do, and I've got to give the founder, Warren, came up with the idea, the concept. We wanted to remove as much as we could personal biases and come up with a computer generated simulation. It's the only thing mock about it is the fact that you've got we assign a team analyst for each team in the NFL. Some of us have to carry a couple of them. And we go through with a list of priority codes based upon the position. And we assign a priority code to that, quarterback, lineman, defensive lineman, what have you, at different levels. And then through the big board, which our scouting department puts together, it goes through and says, well, how much are you willing to reach for a particular position? And then it comes up with a simulation, and it goes through all seven rounds for all 32 teams. So it was to kind of differentiate the website from those that are just put together by one or two people, and it's their opinions of who will take who.
Talking on the Doug and Daddy Show with Long Ball, who works for Draft Tech and follows the Cowboys, follows Houston, and of course gets an eye on all that's going on with the NFL. I know you talk about watching the big uglies, but Robert Griffin right there out of Baylor. I contend that everybody knows Andrew Luck is going number one, so everybody's bored about how to come up with how to make a case that maybe somebody else should go. What about Robert Griffin? What are you seeing from him? This kid exploded. I mean, since we were in the Big 12 and then switched over to the Big 10, we know about Robert Griffin and what he's done since his freshman year. But the explosion he's done, and is he truly going to be the kid that goes number two in the draft?
Potentially. Of course, that word potential means he ain't done it yet. But he is an outstanding athlete. There's no doubt about that. And he's a sharp kid. But I'll tell you all a little something you may not know. I know Art Briles, and I've known the Briles family for years. If you want to go back to the days of leather helmets, his dad coached in a school in our district, small town out in West Texas, and I played against him. And Art, ever since his high school days at Stephenville, Texas, on through being assistant coach at Tech, head coach at Houston, he does not have an offensive playbook. Honest to goodness, Baylor's offense is a read and react offense. So here, Robert, and RG3 is a sharp kid. It won't take him that long, but he's going to take a little more developmental time than someone like Andrew Luck, because some teams are going to give him a playbook the size of a Gutenberg Bible, and he's going to have to go through it and learn it. Now, that's not to say he can't, but I'm just saying there will be a little more developmental time with him than there will be with, say, Luck.
Fair enough. Obviously, covering the Cowboys, one of the reasons I picked out Draft Tech, one of the mock drafts, you had Jared Krick going to the Dallas Cowboys in the second round. You've obviously looked at Jared and what he's been able to do. Coming off an injury, your overall thoughts on him?
I'll tell you what. Actually, I was really surprised that he fell that far in that particular simulation. We have him as a low first round, high second round grade. He's number 33 overall on our big board. And my opinion is, I think he is prototypical size and speed to play the defensive end on the 3-4 alignment. And that, now, that's not to say he can't play end or tackle on the 4-3 front. He'll do just fine, but you've got to be able to, on a three-man line, you've got to be able to control two gaps. And he can certainly do that. His technique's sound. He provides pressure. Boy, if he fell to number 45 at the Cowboys, you'd see big old fat boy here doing backflips.
Well, that's what it's about, finding the right people in your system. The biggest need for
I want to ask one more thing about Jared Krick. If you've got him 33rd there, long ball, then you're looking at the very start of the second round. What about those teams at the top there that have those first five picks or six picks in the second round? Who would he fit good with? You got Colts, Rams, Vikings, Browns, Bucks. Where would be a good fit for him?
Well, you didn't give me an all-of-the-above option there. I would think, looking at the team needs, I would have to take a closer look at those teams at the top. But I do know that the Rams could certainly use him. Maybe not the Vikings so much. Their front four is pretty well set, and Tampa Bay could use help just about anywhere. So I would think any of those teams. More than likely, what happened was there was a. The reason that he fell to 45 on that particular simulation was there's a function where you can put in a grab function for a specific player if you see one that particular need. I'll tell you right now that the offensive linemen and the cornerbacks among our team analysts tend to go like chocolate candy. They're all over those positions. So it may be that those positions were fulfilled that way.
Longwell, just a Cowboy fan question here. Any chance they will draft a quarterback so I don't have to want to stab myself in the face with the scissors every Sunday?
They won't use a high-round draft choice. I would hope that they would take a flyer on someone in the fourth, fifth, sixth round. It's about time to start adopting that Green Bay philosophy that they used under Ron Wolf of taking a quarterback every year and developing him, and then if he doesn't become your quarterback, trade him. And Green Bay made a living off doing that. And I think it's time for us. You know, it's Tony's going to be 32. And Stephen McGee is not the answer. As a matter of fact, I had an inside tip that he was going to be their fourth-round draft choice that year, and I was still cussing the TV when they announced his name. He's just he's not – I don't think he's answered. I'll tell you a kid that I've been keeping my eye on, and he was a transfer from Tennessee, and he ended up playing his last year or so at Chattanooga's, B.J. Coleman. That's a dark horse quarterback to keep in mind. I'd love to see – if he would fall down around fourth or fifth round, I'd love to see the Cowboys pick him up.
Perfect. We see also on the big board here before we let you go, of course, Krick right in our backyard, not just a Husker, but a local kid out of Cozad. Then you've got Alfonso Denner just two slots behind him at number 35. Do you guys like the Nebraska boys better than some of the others?
I like them. I tell you what, Denard had a follow-up. He could very easily be a first-round player in the right system. He's not quite as quick as some of the other cornerbacks that are ranked above him, but the kid knows how to tackle. And here we go back to the Cowboys again, but Dallas's defensive backfield, I think, has adopted the Matador tackling technique. And I wouldn't mind seeing him there at all because he's well put together. He's a solid player.
Long Ball, we appreciate the time today. We've got to run here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to do it again soon. We want to hear some Bob Lilly stories from back in the day.
I'll be glad to help you out there, and you boys have a nice day.
Hey, thank you so much. It's still quite a ways till the draft. That's the beauty of it, a couple of months, and we'll catch up with Long Ball and some other NFL analysts as well. We appreciate him joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Still got Steve Sponberg coming up before we wrap the show up today, and quite a few other things that we want to touch on.
But we always tell you the choice is simple. It's T&L Irrigation. You're getting ready to head to the field. You're working on your planter right now. Why put that pipe out? I know you're already thinking about, man, we should just put up a pivot. Well, they're waiting for you. Call your local T&L dealer today. Experience the T&L difference. Get rid of those electric repair hassles that you went through every year with those other pivots on the farm, failed gearboxes, micro switches. When you least expect it, that's in the middle of the summer when it's hot out and you don't want to be out there. Hydrostatically powered, design safe and proven. It eliminates the hassles. T&L Irrigation, the choice is simple. They've been doing it since 1955. You want them complex? They've got the GPS systems. Call your local T&L dealer or TL Irrigation Company today.
Hey, Golden.
Yes, Greeny.
I was just on CapitalOneCup.com checking the Capital One Cup standings.
Oh, yeah? Who's in the lead now?
UCLA is up on the women's side after winning the volleyball championship and a top-10 finish in soccer.
Way to go, Bruins. Who's leading on the men's side?
Tight race. Alabama, North Dakota State, North Carolina. Three-way tie after the fall championships.
Wow. So with two more seasons of college sports, it sounds like any school could make a run at the trophy and a combined $400,000 in scholarships.
That's right. Don't forget, fans can vote for the Capital One Cup Impact Performance of the Week at ESPN.com/Capital One Cup.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the
cloud. Who can I
trust? A
bookstore? A search
site? I need a partner with
experience to manage my
infrastructure and help keep my data
secure. Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the AlterG anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to AlterG.com. To see a video.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Exciting high school basketball comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Of course, the girls' state tournament is Thursday through Saturday, but tonight it's boys' district basketball action on 1230 KHAS. Hastings plays Grand Island Northwest. On the Breeze 94.5 FM, Minden takes on Valentine. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Ravenna battles Sutton. Then Tuesday on Classic Hits, it's Overton-Kennesaw, and Giltner-Loomis plays Tuesday on the Breeze. More high school basketball this week.
Sunshine develops across the area today with some increasing cloud cover late in the day as well, with highs at 43. Winds will turn to the southeast at 10 to 15. Tonight we'll head back to 34 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now it's 28.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A lot of basketball going on tonight. 1230 KHAS has the Hastings Northwest semifinal. Minden and Valentine on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Ravenna and Sutton playing for a district championship on Classic Hits 98.9. Sutton has been to the state tournament the last couple of years. They want to get back, but it looks like they might have to win the ball game tonight, Tony, which is unfortunate. Yeah, it'd be great if they win, but they did give Ravenna their closest game of the year back in January.
Now, Steve Spomberg joins us right now, head coach of the Sutton basketball
Mustangs.
Team.
Mustangs, Daddy.
No, they're Mustangs. They're the girls are the Phillies. They're the Mustangs.
I know. You only pay attention to the girls.
No. Steve, how are you?
Good. How are you guys, man?
Well, we're doing great, Coach. Appreciate
you. We don't have to play Ravenna, Coach. How are you?
Well, that's a tough part of it, to be honest with you. That's not a real easy day to go through. But, you know, I think our kids are looking forward to it. They got a great program. Coach Baronic's done a great job. And they very deserve it as the number one team in the state this year. And, you know, we're looking forward to the opportunity, but we also know it's a tremendous task.
Steve, let's get it out of the way right away. Last week, I thought Centura was sitting in a pretty good spot for the girls, and they missed by 0.16. And everybody that pulls up the points today sees that you are in fourth. But obviously, if you would happen to get beat by the number one team, if you win, you're in. If you happen to get beat, there's a couple teams that look like they would move past you. Is that the way you've got it figured?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not too good on computers or stuff like that, but, you know, it sounds like it's a must win for us. And I guess I'm kind of old school in the fact that, you know, you used to have to win your way to get there. And then that's kind of probably the way it should be. Although I do think there's a tremendous amount of merit to the wild card just simply because, if you do get a team upset and you're trying to get the best eight teams there, you certainly want to give maybe a team that does get upset an opportunity. But in our case, you know, it would be a tough go. If we do lose to Ravenna, we've lost twice to them and once to Hastings St. Cecilia, and then we're sitting on the outside looking in. But we still have our opportunity to get our way to the state tournament, but we're going to have to win, and in order to do that, we're going to have to beat an awfully good team.
Steve, Connor went nuts last week. Stopping him, number one?
Oh, I don't know if you can completely stop him by any means, but yeah, we've got to try to control him. We can't let him get, you know, that 25, 30 points because we're not a team that's going to be able to score. You know, they've scored over 100 points in one game and they've scored in the 80s and 90s all year. If the game gets up in the 70s and 80s, we're not going to have an opportunity to beat them. We have to try to hold the game. You know, last time it was in the 40s, that was probably really good for us, especially against a team like that. You know, Connor got points and so did Cyborn and Anderson, and those guys are going to score, but we were able to hold their other kids down. So we're not going to give points to anybody by any means. We're going to try to defend them all, but we also realize those people are going to score some points. So, but if the game gets in the 70s or 80s, I don't think we can score with them like that. So, you know, we have to try to control him to some degree, try to keep him off the foul line. He's an outstanding foul shooter. He gets into the paint and really creates contact and gets himself the line, and we've got to try to not let that happen. But in order to do that, you have to play good team defense, and not just one guy's going to be able to stop him, but we're going to have to get help from some others.
Steve Sponberg, head coach of the Sutton Mustangs, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They took Ravenna to a 49-48 game on Sutton's home court back on the 17th of January, the lowest output Ravenna had all year in its 24-0 season to date. It was unique. You held them down, but their three big three that everybody calls them, as you said, Saborn, Anderson, and Bronick, scored all of their points. So tell me, kind of taking a next step, what was your game plan that first time, and did it work like you wanted to, 1 point short?
Well, you know, we talked to our kids about, again, we've played for the most part pretty well defensively all year against some pretty decent teams that we felt like. So, you know, our team plays defense, and so obviously it's a difficult task, and you have a 6'6 kid that can handle the ball and get into the paint. It's tough to defend, but you know, take him, he's not all they have. The Saborn kid is outstanding as far as penetrating, and he creates shots for others and is able to score himself. And then the Anderson kid really hurt us inside early in the game last time. So you know, our game plan in that game was, again, similar to tonight, try to control those guys, not let them get away for, you know, those upper 20 point games, and then try to also play the other people, because they have some outstanding role players, and they understand their role on the team. You know, the Wilkie kid's really hard to the boards. I was really happy when we were able to at least control him to some degree last time, and their bench kids come off, and they can shoot the three. So they're a team that really puts a lot of pressure on you in a lot of ways defensively. You can't slough off anyone, and you have to try to defend their best players well and also obviously get help from some other people.
Steve, I know they've got three, but if you stop one of those guys, you got. I think the only way to beat that team is you got to make those other kids beat you.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, obviously we have some things in place tonight to try to help, and that's all good and said when you put it on paper, but then you have to execute it. And our kids have done a pretty good job of that. But, you know, I would agree, you know, and when it gets down and throughout the ball game, if you have to pick your poison, you obviously want to stop their better players first. But we tried to do that 2 years in the state tournament ago in the first round, and the Douglas kid hit two or three threes against us and things like that. So, you know, they're very, very capable of doing that, and so are their other kids. So it's easy to say, you know, let's try to stop these three and make the others beat us. But in a lot of cases, and when you're 24-0, those kids have done some of those things. So no question about it, Tony. We've got to control those people, try to stop them as best we can, but we also can't let the other kids get going either.
Last minute here with Steve Sponberg, Sutton Mustang basketball coach. I think the whole conversation's been about Ravenna. We better ask you a little bit about the Sutton Mustang. It's not like you don't have athletes, or else you wouldn't have been able to play them so close the first time. You've got a big 3.5 on your side. But now I got to be honest with you, Coach. I don't know a whole lot about Austin Rath, but I know you got a baseball player and you got a golfer on your team that are doing some good things. What about your club?
Yeah, we kind of wish we played them on the golf course, maybe, or on the baseball field more than the basketball court. But now, those kids have done a good job. I think my son Lance has played very well. He's a point guard for us, and he's probably led us in scoring. And Austin Rath, I thought, did an outstanding job on Baronic last time we played him, as well as you're going to probably play him. I thought Baronic hit a couple of tough shots late in the game that were huge baskets in that ball game. But I thought he did a fairly decent job. Reed Wiebe is a guy inside that we think that they may have some difficult time matching up with it, but he needs to score and get down in the paint where he can. And then Sam Grease is another guard, plays for us, and is capable of shooting. So we've got, you know, I think four guys that can score some points. And then very similar to them are other kids, the Mitch Carlsons, the Brody Yost, the Reed Stones, and the Cole Wisemans are role players for us. But to be honest, for us to beat them, those guys have to contribute. And so for us to win tonight, we're not going to get probably a 30-point game by anybody, but we've got to get some consistency with our offense. And we've got to be a team that has an opportunity to attack the goal. We need to do that. But when we don't, then we have to get a good shot each and every time down the floor.
Well, they've won 11 in a row. They set it 23-2 on the season. And the rematch, number 1 and 2 in the rankings tonight at Grand Island Senior High at 7 o'clock. Steve Sponberg, head coach at Sutton. And last question, Steve. Has your heart simmered down from that whistle being blown at the buzzer in the Heartland Hoops Classic?
Barely. It hasn't. You know, like I said, that was a tough situation, and for once, I guess we had a guy that stepped up and didn't make either one. So, it was a tough call, but in the same token, I'm sure he saw it that way, and that's what he did. So, you know, those guys don't make many mistakes.
Steve, I'm going to be there tonight, so I'll worry about your team. You worry about the officiating. Get on those guys a little bit.
I'll do that, Tony. Hey, I appreciate you doing that.
Steve, thanks, bud. We'll see you tonight.
All right. Hey, thank you very much, guys.
You bet. Steve Sponberg, head coach of the Sutton Mustangs. It should be a great game. Hopefully it lives up to the billing. Sutton deserves to be at state, but if they lose, it doesn't look like they'll get in by a fraction. So they'll be one of those teams, probably be the first team out.
Well,
and by the way, against Norfolk Catholic, Lance hit a shot with 14 seconds left. Norfolk Catholic worked it for the last shot, got fouled as the horn went off, and they happened to miss both free throws, so Sutton won.
Heck of a game. It's one of those great matchups that Tino produces over there. Look forward to many of those. It's supposedly Oak Hill Academy and Omaha Central. Is that the rumor out there for next year's? It's done deal. What a great matchup.
On the show. I mean, when you're gone for 10 days, you do miss some things. That's one of the things you missed.
We did have
Omaha Central coach Eric Behrens on the show. We had Tino on the show. Yep, it's coming up next year at the Heartland Hoops Classic.
That's going to be a...
Can you fit that into your busy schedule?
I don't know if I'll be on vacation then or not.
Probably
I'll have
will
to see.
I mean, it's one of 52 weeks. There's a good chance.
I'll have to see if I'm busy.
by the way, when you got home from your recognition of greatness, I know you got some good rest yesterday because you wouldn't leave the house and you ordered in. You didn't even cook because you usually love doing that, but you ordered in a lot or else your mom sent you some food to eat.
It's not true.
Maybe we can
it's
get
not.
Some confirmation on that. But when you did, you relaxed, obviously, in your furniture from Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. You can see them online at brucefurniture.com, or you can check them out on their Facebook page. If you've got something that needs replaced, they will take care of it for you. Maybe it's just time to remodel. You're doing something brand new. Maybe you're really ripping up that living room and you're just loving it. You go do the shopping and take care of business. They've got, of course, in-home trial period. It's free. Maybe you brought it in. It doesn't look right. They'll give you some samples, do some work with you. They want it to be right for you, and that's why it's just the right help from Bruce Furniture, eliminating all the hassles with the best merchandise at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance.
I know Jeff's doing jumping back, saying we're way over time. He's getting crazy back there.
I don't care. How do we finish? We got more to talk about. How do we finish in the golf thing? You cheated.
I did not cheat.
If we would just score this like most normal things, I would have won. But they, of course, our producers are back there, whatever it is they do all day.
How would you have scored it?
1 point for every win.
Then we would have tied.
I'd have won. That's all that matters. I'd have won.
By the way,
he won. Jeff won. But
who
we did
you have in the final? Did you have either one?
He had Westwood going a little farther. Hunter Mahan went crazy. I had McIlroy and Kuchar. Mahan beat Kuchar. I feel pretty good about my picks. And you had McIlroy and Adam Scott.
Yeah, and Scott was out early. And once Mahan took down Kuchar, I pretty much clinched it over Doug. And so, you know, Meredith texted me, and I was doing the jumping There you go.
Your hands were involved. Doug and Daddy's show coming up tomorrow. We have got former major leaguer Greg Olson out of Omaha. He's got a new book out. He is going to join us. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Some other special guests on the show tomorrow as well. UNK basketball, even though they lost the men to Shadron in a crazy finish, and obviously I didn't get a chance to catch all of this, but they won 75-73. A half-court shot was waved off. There was a technical against Shadron for a fan coming onto the floor. And overall, Shadron still won it. But they have a rematch tomorrow night at the Health and Sports Center at 7 o'clock. Tickets on sale starting here at noon. So check that out. The Lopers have never lost a first-round home game in the RMAC tournament. This may be one of their biggest challenges, though. The women do not make the tournament, but they did win their final ever RMAC game, 84-59 over Shadron.
Women, one of those deals, a season, you know, you struggle all year, injuries especially, one of those things.
Hastings College women was not a good Saturday. Second-ranked Concordia is very good. Now they'll hold on to see who they play in the NAIA National Tournament. In baseball, good weekend for Nebraska, winning them all. Now they go up to the Dairy Queen Classic. Oklahoma Wesleyan beat Hastings College three times, 10-9, 10-9, and then 9-5. And since that was the end of the work week, they came home. UNK went 1-3 against Missouri Western State.
Royals, by the way, have reached a one-year agreement with right-handed pitcher Vin Mazzaro. Also, Gil Mesh shows up at camp. No, not to come back, just to show up to visit with the guys.
UNK Wrestling wins the RMAC Championships this weekend in the Super Regional. They take eight to the National Tournament, which begins March 9th in Pueblo. Mark Bauer, the Coach of the Year. T.J. Hepburn is the Wrestler of the Year. That's the second time he has received that award. The track teams both finished second at the RMACs. Marty Molina, the Athlete of the Meet, and Coach Brady Bonzel, the men's and women's coach. So they just get all kinds of medals there, Daddy. And the Tri-City Storm, this could be the weirdest of the whole deal. They keep winning, yet they're not in the playoffs. It seems like a month ago they were winning one every three, four games, and they were hanging in that 6-7 hole. Now they've won 9 of 12, and they're still 7th because Des Moines and, what is it, Sioux City can't figure it out. They're both almost as hot.
Pretty exciting, though, this weekend, a sellout.
Saturday,
great news for the Storm. So fan support getting behind them as they make this final stretch run.
Get a 3-2 overtime win against Lincoln, and they are back home this Friday and Saturday. The games will be on Classic Hits 98.9. Face-off at 7:05 against Omaha and Cedar Rapids. And even though they're in 7th, 2 points, that's one win, could get them to 5th.
Jeff, Jared Crick, 4.94 unofficial time.
It was unofficial, and then when it did go official, it went up to 4.99.
4.99, so a sub.
Your time in the 40?
4.68. I was maybe the 28-yard dash, though.
What grade was that?
I'd have been a year ago.
Were you going to recognize our special guests in the studio here today?
No, my mom stopped by. Good to have my mommy and her friend Janine stop by.
Mom, did you want to say hi? Did you want to say something to Daddy? Because he was over there. Now, I'm getting confirmed reports about your recognition of greatness. I want to know how recognition of greatness went. I'm hearing that maybe you weren't as great as you thought you were.
I missed a lot of free throws. I don't know what happened. I'd make the first one, miss the second one, continually in the state championship game. And not saw the state championship game for quite a few years, so kind of fun to watch. But had a good time. Good to have the coaches back. Always fun to see Coach Kubik, his wife Loretta, and then Stephen Pegg came over. A lot of fun.
So you won again?
We still won.
Now, your mom, man. Now get in front of that mic, Mom, because Mom wanted to tell you something on the air today.
Yeah, Steve Ekstrom called our house on Saturday, and we were reminiscing about the ball game and how neat it was. At that time, there were no wild cards, so you absolutely had to win. In the district at Lexington, this kid pushed Tony, and he slid a quarter of a way down the court, and he didn't even get thrown out. And then we just weren't playing well. And so I am here to remind parents, I went out in the hall with my friend and prayed. And we went up and down the halls just praying the third quarter and came back in. And the end of the game, that kid shot, it was a three-quarter shot, and the ball went in and came out. And afterwards, we were eating at a fast food place with the team, and Steve Ekstrom was saying, I don't know how in the world we won that ball game. And I said, I know how we won, because my friend and I were out in the hall praying. So parents, if these games are really, really important to you, like they were in 92 and 94 and 97, that is the key to it. And we had, if we didn't win, we cried. There were a lot of tears. We were a whole family. And we did things together all the time, and it was just a great time. And Tony scored 39 points in his last game, and they talked about Reggie, but Andrew scored 36 or 7 points in his last game, and they got beat by a great Culbertson team in 97. Yeah, and at the end of the game, Tony had tears running down his face. Reggie had tears running down his face. And Reggie brought his friend that he worked with at Cabela's, and tears were running down his face. That is the epitome of Bertrand basketball in 92, 94, and 97.
See, Daddy, I knew it wasn't just you. You've been trying to tell me. You've been trying to tell me so many things.
But then on Monday, after the tournament, I walked in the school and I was met by a teacher that said, do you know what Tony did? And he got on the all-class team with Woolridge.
Are you sure? There's a lot of Tony
Davises. See, we say the all-class tournament team was Adam True.
Yeah.
Chris Dahl from Ralston went to play at Doan.
Yeah.
Eric Strickland, Andre Woolridge, and me. So it's pretty much apple, orange, banana, bear, pear, airplane. Yeah, we do that game all the time.
Yeah, and airplane's always the odd one out.
Airplane's always the odd man out. I don't know what happened there. I don't know what the deal was. But, yeah, apple, orange, banana, bear, pear, airplane. And I happen to be the airplane.
Well, even though Bertrand didn't win last week, it was nice to see them at least being competitive. And even though that game didn't work out for them, you know, they're trying.
Well,
they got a ways to go. There are no Tony Davises at this time. Maybe you should work on that. We talk about this all the time. You talk about how Amherst and all these schools, his kid. Maybe you ought to work on that. We need greatness. Well, we need more Big Daddies.
The atmosphere in Bertrand back then was a lot like the atmosphere is at Ravenna right now. I find a parallel there.
Well, we got Baronix playing.
Well,
we got Sabourins.
It does help. It does help to have Connor Baronix.
We want to thank the long ball from Draft Tech. We want to thank Mike Kramer, head football coach at Idaho State. And we want to thank Steve Sponberg at Sutton for joining us today. Former Major Leaguer Greg Olson among our guests tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, we'll see you about 22 hours and 45 minutes from now, Doug and Daddy.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.